This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Spring is a refreshing time of year and it's a time for change. The grass changes from brown to green, fields are no longer bare, and the weather changes from cold to warm. You get the idea. With all of those changes occurring, the St. Louis Dairy Council says it's also a good time to make changes to our diets. Nutrition educator Joyce Vickery has some advice for us about making healthy eating changes and substituting dairy into our meal plans.
Springtime, it's always the perfect time to kind of reevaluate things and see where we are and maybe look at some changes that we might need to make. And, of course, last month was March Nutrition Month, so it just seems like it just is a perfect time to kind of review and check out. Maybe new things.
Definitely. The warmer weather usually is more motivating than cold, dreary winter days.
Absolutely.
So I guess we need to talk about some of those changes. And I see here that it can kind of be divided into a couple of different categories. So maybe talk to us about those.
Sure. As I mentioned, with March Nutrition Month, we did talk about making changes, and we talked about the fact that some of those changes might be pretty big and could be overwhelming. So it is important to kind of start with smaller, short-term goals. So when we look at this, we can look at evaluating our diet and just kind of looking at, perhaps some items that we need to decrease or things that we need to increase. And, of course, when we talk about weight loss, oftentimes we're talking about calorie content. And for that, we probably want to decrease our calories. So we can do that oftentimes through just making sure that we're eating a correct portion or eating smaller portions. And, maybe we're looking at our diet in general and thinking that we are having too much sugar. So what are some changes we could make if that's the case? If we're looking at sugar, what could we do? And, obviously one of the biggest things we could do is right then and there is just kind of watch our intake of sugary beverages and cut back on them.
Yeah, that's I hear a lot of success stories. For one thing would be soda, just cutting that out of your diet or less, that can really change and improve things.
It makes a difference because when you're drinking a serving and it's like 150 calories, and again, you look at that, basically, you're getting pretty much just sugar with that. You're not getting any other important nutrients. So that's a very simple change.
So as we are talking with you from the Dairy Council, a nice substitute might be to throw in milk.
Well, we think so, absolutely. Of course, with milk, you're getting things like calcium for your bones. You're getting protein. Every serving of dairy has 8 grams of protein. And if you're comparing something like soda, a glass of chocolate milk, I mean, really, there is no comparison. Basically, with the soda, you're getting bubbles and some sugar and some water. With milk, you're getting 9 essential nutrients that are very important for you. So that would be a very simple change. Again, getting some nutrient-dense foods.
Very good tips there. And it's something that we might not think about, because I guess when I think of soda, I'm thinking about the taste and something refreshing, not always thinking about what's in it that might be not very good nutrient-wise.
That's right. How is this going to benefit my diet? What nutrition is it going to provide? And I suspect you're not the only one that does that. Sometimes, grab a soda. But definitely milk provides essential nutrients that we need in order to be healthy.
Any other foods or things that you might recommend in getting those essential nutrients that we need to keep us healthy and on that track to healthier eating?
Well, what we could do, again, if we're kind of going back to watching our intake of certain nutrients, oftentimes people are concerned about fat and staying away from too much fat in the diet because that also provides calories. So, again, watch that. And we haven't really talked about this before, but salt or sodium is something that many people are concerned with. And, if you're looking at that for the fat, if you're drinking whole milk, maybe you want to transition to a lower fat milk. You could do 2%, 1%, or even fat free. Still getting all those wonderful nutrients, but without the fat. And if it's something like watching your sodium content or your salt intake, the best thing you can do for that is probably just to cook at home, because a lot of the convenience foods are higher in salt content. And when you're cooking at home, you're in control. You're the one that's, you know, making adjustments, and you can tell how much salt you're adding.
Does sodium or consuming a lot of salt affect how much, like, water that we hold in our body? I know, like,
yes,
sometimes you have, like, swollen ankles or something.
Yes, it definitely can affect that. And, of course, the recommendation is that we get no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium in our diet. And, again, if we're depending on restaurants or we're depending on a lot of prepared convenience foods, chances are you're probably taking in more of that. The other thing you can do if you are eating out is just be aware of the salt shaker and taste your food. Don't necessarily start sprinkling salt on it immediately. So that's another simple change that you can make.
Sure. Well, I guess we'll move into talking about preparing food. You said, you know, making food at home can help to be healthier. That's just an easy change to make. But are there certain recipes or things that someone could use to decrease, you know, certain nutrients or calories or things that we're wanting to watch?
Absolutely. And, you know, many of these are things your listeners are probably already aware of. But if you're preparing food at home, opt for grilling, baking, or broiling the proteins instead of frying it. Of course, anytime you fry, you're adding extra calories. And that goes for things like potatoes.
But it tastes so good.
They do taste good. And again, there's nothing wrong on an occasional basis having those foods. I just had some fries yesterday, and they were delicious. But again, for, you know, over the course of a week, we want to even, like if we're having fried foods, kind of even that out. But if we are preparing it, it certainly does save a lot of calories and a lot of fat content if we're very careful in the way that we're cooking it. So some other things you can do are, if you're baking, you can substitute other items. Instead of using a lot of fat or oil, you can use something like Greek yogurt. That's a perfect thing to swap the oil out. And be aware, though, it may make a few changes or adjustment in the final product. It may not be quite as moist, but again, it's a great way to add protein, a great way to eliminate a lot of fat in the diet.
Well, all good tips, as usual there. This wouldn't be a dairy substitute for oils, but I have heard before using applesauce in some items.
Yes.
Okay.
You can use something like applesauce as a substitute. Oftentimes people will use something like pumpkin, like just pumpkin puree. That works as well. And again, you may not want to use it for the entire amount that you're trying to substitute, but maybe half and half. Instead of using a full cup of oil, maybe use half a cup of oil, half a cup of applesauce, and the pumpkin puree would work the same as well. So that's a simple thing to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of different options there. Well, very interesting. So this kind of relates to, I was changing it. I wasn't talking about dairy. Are there any other dairy products besides milk that you would recommend people modifying the recipe? You know, you said Greek yogurt. Is there any, like, sour cream or anything like that?
Well, you could use Greek yogurt to substitute for sour cream. And, again, that would save you a little bit of calories. Milk is great to use in recipes to kind of boost the calcium. So, for instance, if you're doing something, if you're preparing soup from a can at home, make it a creamy tomato soup by adding milk instead of water. So that's a great addition that you can do.
I actually prefer that. I think it makes it sweeter.
I think it does too. It just makes it taste better.
Yeah.
The same thing for things like oatmeal. Again, I don't like oatmeal if it's made with water, but it just is so much richer and tastes so much better when you make it with milk. And again, that's an easy thing to do.
And you're adding protein and all right. That other good stuff.
Right. Great way to add a little extra dairy to the diet as well.
All right. Well, sounds great. Joyce, remind us again, if listeners would want more information to look up recipes or anything like that, where can they go?
Visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And if you have any questions, you can always email our info account. That's info@stldairycouncil.org. And if you're interested, if listeners are interested in more information on swapping out for Greek yogurt, let us know. We'd be happy to send you a copy of the brochure that we have available. Just email our info account and we'll send it out.
Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.